Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was going to do, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. 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 Thank you. You are tuned into Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Shepherd Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. You are tuned into Block Talk Radio, and this live church service is the Old Ship of Zion, hallelujah, which is a part of God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. I just want you to get you a good seat. I have the chat room available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. I want to also take this podium to thank all of my dedicated listeners of the Old Ship of Zion. Thank God for your faithfulness, and I thank you for just making the part of the Old Ship of Zion a continue part of your listening program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Overseer Ward is not just saying that, but I'm saying that because it is God's word. God's word tells us, he says that he blesses a cheerful giver. And you might, response might be, Overseer Ward, I haven't given anything. But it's not always monetary value that's important, but it's your time and your talent is what get God attention. And God says that he blesses a cheerful giver. So may it be in your time that you're taking out of your itinerary where you could be doing other things. You could be resting. You could be reading. You could be maybe doing some of your work for college. But whatever the case might be, I want to take this podium in to say thank you. You, you, and you. And may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. I want to send condolences out to those of you that might have encountered a death in your family. May it be your spouse. May it be your niece, your nephew, your son or daughter, grandparents, aunt or uncle, business colleague, family practitioner. Whatever the loss, I want you to know that you are not alone on today. God has prayer warriors that's praying with you and for you all around planet Earth. And we want you to know that you are not alone. We know that weeping might endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So I want you to know that we love you. God loves you, number one. And we will keep you in our prayers. All right, without any further ado, we're going to go on into our opening prayer, asking those of you that are in the audience on this morning to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again, around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home. You told us, God, that you went away to prepare a place for us. And when you return, you will receive us unto yourself. And Father God, until that time is upon us, we will continue in your will and in your way. Coming together, God, as pilgrims to this barren land. Hallelujah. Mounting up from the four corners of this earth. And Lord, I'm asking you on this morning to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, and words of encouragement to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God's people say, amen and amen. Such a pleasure to come before you on this morning. I tell you, God is so good. I'll tell you, you know, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't tell it all. But I just thank God for being the God that He is. God can do anything. All we have to do is to supply the faith, and God will do His part. I have been having difficulties with my audio. And so that's why I have not been on the air, because I didn't want to come across with a lot of noise and distraction. So I just remained to stay off air. But I thought about today. I said, Lord, I want to go on and I want to give a word to someone that needs a word on this morning. I said, God, I need you to assist me. And long story short, God did just that. And I'll tell you, I don't just thank God for what He do, but I thank God for who He is and what He is to me and who He is in my life. See, that's the way you have to look at God. It's not all that He do for us, but who He is Himself and who He is in our lives. Is He center stage in your life? And if He's not center stage in your life on this morning, I encourage you to invite God into your life. Hallelujah. And He will take up housekeeping in your heart, but it must be clean. It must be rid of uncleanliness and filled with God's holiness. So that is not my sermon. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. I want you to come on into the chat room, get you a good seat. Bring up digital devices, may it be your toys, I call them our toys, they are our smartphone or your tablet, your computer, and you can bring your beverages, your chip, your dip, whatever you want to sip, your latte, your OJ, your bagels, whatever you want to bring aboard, you come along. And I have a word from the Lord for you on this morning. I'm only going to be before you an hour. But I have just been in stagnant because I didn't hear my cue that I was on. And so the time just kept, you know, going around and around. And I said, well, I knew I have to be on. And so I just took the initiative to come on and make myself, hallelujah, just make myself identify who I was and the program. So like I said, I just think all of you that continually to tune in to the old ship of Zion. And like I said, whatever you want from God, just believe in faith. If you have a prayer petition that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, at the conclusion of this program, I will prompt you when to call in. And I will touch and agree, and we will pray in faith that God will bring your prayer petition to fruition. And so, without any further ado, we're going to go now into a church service, a live church service. This is not a pre-recording, but this is a live program. It is exactly, I believe, it is 1:51 a.m. on your a.m. dial. So we are coming to you live, and I want you to get your digital devices, and you can read along with me and take down the biblical scriptures, and you can go back at your leisure and read along what we read here this morning. And I sermon on this morning entitled, Hatred. I want to say that one more time. I sermon on this morning entitled, Perfect Hatred. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. You who love the Lord, hate evil. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Psalms 97 and 10. All right, we're going to go to our second key scripture, and it reads this. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 12 and 20. All right, we're going to go to our third key scripture, and it reads this. Fear him who has power to cast into hell. And then we'll move on down to Luke 12 and 7. Do not fear, therefore, you who are of more value than many sparrows. Hallelujah. And then this is our last key scripture. When desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of James 1 and 15. So we're talking about this morning, hallelujah, we're talking about love versus hatred. We know it's easy to hate someone or hate something, hallelujah, but we're talking about love, replacing that hatred with love. Tell me what you hate, and I can tell you a great deal about yourself. We find out that hatred can be the strong side of righteousness. But it's need a sign written on it with large red letters, handled with care. One English writer put words to this warning. And he said, be careful with hatred. Hatred is a passion requiring 100 times the energy of love. Keep it for a cause, not an individual. Keep it for tolerance, injustice, stupidity, for hatred is the strength of the sensitive. Its power and its greatness depends on the selfishness of its use. You know, we tend to waste our hatred on insignificant slights and differences. Comments made by a political opponent may draw our venom. Angry letters written to the editor often raise trivia to the level of significant because of the pathologies of our misdirected hatred. Church fracture and spirit when hatred is directed at people and not at the forces around us that destroy life and hope. The old Methodist circuit ruler were described as men who hate nothing but sin. They took seriously that admonition of the psalmist. You who love the Lord, hate evil. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 97 and 10. And that was our key scripture. And it says that you who love the Lord, hate evil. Now the prophet Amos, who urged his hearers to hate evil and love good. So we ask our Father, Lord, help us to handle hatred with utmost care. Help us to direct our hatred only at the things you despise. Teach us what it means to hate the sin and love the sinners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you that are listening in the audience on this morning, if you can't hate what is evil, you most certainly can't love what is good. And we're talking about tolerance. We're talking about injustice, stupidity. We're talking about hatred. But we're talking about love. And we're talking about hating sin and hating evil. But love what is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. You know, in this society in which we live, you find people that have a lot of hatred and malice in their heart. They don't even have a reason why they hate. But they just hate because it's something that they want to do. Because I find out in the Word of God, God said that everything he made was good. So we know that individuals hadn't always had a heart to hate. Hallelujah. But when satanic force comes in, it gives way to sin. Hallelujah. And it gives tendency to hate rather than love. You're carrying around baggage of hatred because the woman 20 years ago taken your husband. But here to serve you, notice, can't no one take a human being from you that has a mind of his or her own. Is two sides to every story. And the individual has to have a willing mind, a heart to leave his family and then intrude upon another. But it's been 20 years since the woman that you said taken your husband, taken your wife, but you're still carrying around the baggage of hatred. And I want to encourage your heart on this morning that you must forgive. You don't have to forget, but you must forgive. In order to see Jesus when he cracked those clouds one historical day, you have to forgive the wrong that you have been rendered. Hallelujah. God, tell us to love your neighbor as yourself. You look into the mirror every single day when you wash your face, when you put your makeup on, when you're dressing, you're positioning your tie, you're positioning your necklace, you are putting on your cleansing agent. And you saying to yourself, or self, you look pretty good. You look beautiful. But yet you're hating your neighbor. But I want to tell you, you're lying to yourself. Because there's no way that you can look into the mirror and say to yourself, I love you, self. But you love, but you hate your enemy that is next door, across the street, around the block, around the curve, in the next city, the next town, several states apart. You hate them. But yet you say you're a child of God. You cannot say that you love one and hate the next. Because we know that God is no respecter of a person. God loves each and every one of us, even those that are in sin. God loves those. But God hates sin. God do not hate the individual, but God hates sin. Hallelujah. And Paul spoke about it in Romans 12 and 20 when he said that showing kindness to an enemy
will heap coal of fire upon his head. Yet we find out that Nelson Mandela became a president of South Africa. He appointed a commission to bring to trial those who had been guilty of atrocities during the time of apartheid. Any white officer who voluntarily faced his accuser and confessed his guilt would not be punished. One day an aged woman was brought face to face with the officer who had brutally murdered her only son. Her beloved husband asked what she wanted from him. She said, although I have no family, I still have a lot of love to give. She requested that he visit her regularly so she could mother him. See, this is the officer that killed her only son. Then she said, I would like to embrace him so he can know that my forgiveness is real. You know, sometimes you can tell a person that you love them, even your son or daughter, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father. But it means a whole lot to embrace that individual and tell them face to face that you love them. That friend that you fell out with 5 years ago, you can fall back in love with because you have the love of Christ inside of you. You don't hate that person anymore, but you have replaced the hatred with love. You say, girl, I forgive you for what you've done. I forgive you and I love you. That's the only way we're going to make it into heaven. God said, only the pure in heart shall see him. Only if we come as the heart of a child. You can't say that you love God and you're hating on people. You're hating them because they have a new car and you don't. They have a new home and you don't. They have gotten married and you have not. They've had a child and you have not. God has blessed them monetarily and yet you're still seeking. But one reason that you have not been blessed is because of hatred and malice in your heart. You can't hate on individuals because they're being blessed. Because that same God that has blessed them will bless you. But you have to be open to be blessed. You have to have a heart of love for God to bless you, to warrant God's blessings upon your life. You know, you have people that hate you and don't even know you. Just know you through the social networking. They don't know you. They haven't put their hand on you physically. But they hate you. They hate what you stand for in God. What God is doing in your life. They hate what God is doing in your ministry. They hate what God is doing in your children's life. But I'm here to set the record straight. You got to drop that hatred and pick up the baggage of love. Love covers a multitude of sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so the lady said that I would like to embrace him so he can know that my forgiveness is real. And the elderly woman made her way to the witness side. The officer became so overwhelmed with shame and remorse that he fainted. The pain that the woman inflicted was not sinful revenge, but the purifying fire of a God-given love that can lead you and I and us to repentance and reconciliation. That's redemptive revenge. We know that love offered to our enemies can light a burning flame. Its surging heat can give to them a sense of godly shame. We know that Christian love, it gives and it forgives. So in order for us to say that I love God is to say that I love my enemy. I love those who wrongly accuse me, talk down on me, and belittle me as though I was nothing. We're all somebody in the eyes of the beholder. The Bible tells us that man look on the outer appearance, but God, on the other hand, looks at our heart. And God looks at our heart. God knows whether we are sincere in what we are saying than if we are untrue, and if we are lying. God knows all too well, because he made us number one. He can count the strands of hair on our head. He called each and every one of us by name. So you cannot hide from your Creator. You may can hide from your friend, your family members, your children, but you cannot hide from God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. There was once a theology on a bumper of a car, and it said, if you go to hell, don't blame Jesus. The slogan apparently was an attempt by the driver to do some evangelism. I give him credit for trying. But I wondered if those who saw that warning felt it was put there in love. There was a reverend that had a doctrine dispute with the Baptist preacher. His name was Hall. The reverend's name was Smith. And he wrote a stinging pamphlet denouncing Hall. Unable to select appropriate title, he sent the pamphlet to a friend and asked him for suggestions. Smith had previously written a tract called Come to Jesus. After his friend read his bitter tirade against Hall, he sent it back with a brief note. The title I suggest for your pamphlet is this: Go to Hell, by the author of Come to Jesus. We find out one of the most disturbing assertions in the Bible is that men and women who reject Jesus will spend eternity separated from God. Even more unsettling is virtually everything we know about hell comes from the lips of Jesus. Yet when Jesus spoke of hell, he did so with a sin of love. When we witness to our neighbor, we should ask ourselves these questions. Is this what God wants me to say? And is this how he wants me to say it? We can ask God to give me a spirit of love today. Everything that I do and I say, I would be loving and kind and true, asking what Jesus would do. We know the difficulty truth should be wrapped in the language of love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. A sermon on this morning entitled Perfect Hatred. And we're talking about turning hatred into love. You can love that individual to death, in the sense of the word. Not hating them to death, but loving them to death. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless his holy name. And we're going to read back our fourth key scripture. And it reads this: when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of James 1 and 15. You know, Eve explained the rules to the tempter. She and Adam could eat the fruits of any tree in the gardens of Eden, except for the special one in the middle. Just touching it, she said, would bring death. I can imagine Satan throwing back his head with mocking laughter, saying, "You will not surely die." That scripture reading coming out of love, Genesis 3 and 4. He then suggested that God was holding back something good from her in verse 5. We know that for thousands of years, the enemy has repeated that strategy. He doesn't care if you believe in the authority of the Bible, as long as he can get you to disbelieve that he can get you to disbelieve that the one thing standing between you and God is sin. You will not surely die, we are told. That is the theme of so many modern novels, the hero and the heroine. They live in disobedience to God, but suffer no consequences. In TV shows and movies, the character rebels against the moral law of God, but live happily ever after. There is even a perfume called My Sin. It's a fragrance so alluring, so charming, so exciting, that tell us we could only call it My Sin. You would never guess that sin is a stench in the nostrils of God. And the temptations you face, will you believe Satan lie, or will you obey God's warning? We know that one bite of sin leaves a bitter aftertaste. And we have talked about the perfect hatred. We're talking about replacing hatred with love and evil with good. That's what God wants you and I to do as his loving children. If we are to label ourselves as children of God, we are to love as God would love. Love your sisters and brothers that are in the faith, that are living a life of righteousness and holiness before men and before God. Don't be mad and show hatred and malice, covetousness to your neighbor, but replace it with love. Hallelujah. God love when we can love one another with the love that he has shown you and I. And the Bible tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't have three sons. He didn't have two sons. He didn't have five sons. He didn't have nine sons. He had only one son. The Bible says that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not, would not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you want to have everlasting life, spend eternity with Christ? The only way that you'll be able to spend eternity with Christ is having a clean heart. Having a clean heart. You know, when God comes into our lives, when God saves us, he takes us out of the world. He takes us out of the miry clay of sin and filthiness and clean us up and place his love and his spirit deep down inside of us. The mindset that we once had in the world, we do not have that same mindset. Oh, in holiness. The mindset that you had in the world to go to clubs, to go to titty bars, honky tonks, and jewel joints. You don't have the mindset to do those things anymore. want to swear and lie and cheat and steal in Jesus' name. You don't have that mindset to do those things anymore. Why? Because you are a new improved creature in Christ. Behold, old things has become new. So you put away the old things and put on new. The newness of Christ, that is what I'm talking about. You have a new way of talking, a new way of walking. Hallelujah. God give you a new sight of words, new way of which to walk. You even choose the way in which you travel. Because you don't travel that old road that you used to travel. But God give you a new way of traveling. And you travel the way of God. You love like God would command you and I to love. And you say, well, Overseer Ward, I just cannot forgive that person because he killed my son. Killed my daughter. Raped my daughter. Raped my son. Rape my niece, rape my mother. I cannot forgive that person. What I'm here to tell you, you will not live eternally with God. Because God said only the pure in heart shall see him. I would encourage you right now, at this moment, at this second, at this hour, to tell yourself, self, I forgive those that had hurt me. Those that had brought on just sadness and despair to my family. I forgive those individuals right now in Jesus' name. And it's done. God will clear your name and write your name. Hallelujah, in the book of life, versus the book of death, saying, depart from me, for I never knew you, for your work was of iniquity. Those are words that no one in their human mind would ever want to hear. God say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Because that means that you have lost all encounters with God, of living with him eternally. So you have to love. You have to love everybody. We don't get to pick and choose like turnip greens and mustard greens and collard greens. We don't get to pick and choose who to love. God say, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you treat yourself right, treat your neighbor right. Even if your neighbor is treating you wrong, you treat your neighbor right. And your neighbor is not just next door, across the street, around the corner, around the bend, around in the next city, but it can be in the next country. God said to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And our sermon on this morning has been Perfect Hatred. And if you have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence, hallelujah, to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. You can call in right now. The lines, I call them the studio dial-up lines. Prayer lines. You can call up right now. I'm in the studio right now talking to you live. Have any prayer petitions that you would want me to touch and agree and to pray with you about? God will bring it to fruition. The lines are now open. Hallelujah. And I'm going to leave the lines open just a little longer for those that desire to pray that God will honor the prayer petition. God say any two or three touching and agreeing, if it's bound on earth, it's bound in heaven. Hallelujah. So it don't take a crusade of people to get a prayer across. It just take a believer. All you have to do is believe. The prayer of faith will work in your life. Hallelujah. And if there be any prayers needed at this time, then we're going to take you over to our second phase of our program. That is the Hymns of Zion. You are tuned into Block Talk Radio, and your live church program is the Old Ship of Zion / God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. I hope and I pray that I've said something to remind your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the Old Ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you'll encourage us to your correspondence once again to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, we're going to turn you over to our second phase of our program, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name.
With big hopes and a gospel guard. I forgot you call it a special drop. It's hardest when they yap and doubt it. I just snap out it. I'm the best rapper with life. Better ask me about it. Chicken, I ain't never scared whenever I'm fair-faced. Chicken, I ain't trying to fool luck with a hair-case. Chicken, it's slim pickings when you face in the dawn. What in the dickens he thinking about? I'm sitting pretty, but I'll explode like I'm a bomb. My car gets up, my kiki heated up like a sun.
How can I make it without you? How can I do it without you? 'Cause Blessings and with Let the rest go.
Oh, no, no. Every day of my life, I'm
Thank you. Oh, Nowhere.